Well, let me go over impeachment for you for a minute, and then you can ask a few questions. How's that? I'm sorry to hold you up.
No problem. Go ahead, Senator.
Last day of vote. So, okay. So first, impeachment of a president is a very solemn and serious moment for our country. When you have a president who overreaches, the founding fathers put a few tools, a few checks on him. But the biggest and most important check, the most serious and solemn check, is impeachment. And if the president goes off the rails, the founding fathers intended the House and Senate, the Congress, to have the ability to remove him. And their number one fear was that the president would overreach. And one of their top fears is that he would get foreign governments to interfere in our election. When I read that, when I went to high school, I said, what's that all about? Now you know. So conducting an impeachment trial in the Senate is a weighty and solemn responsibility. And we believe, we Democrats in the Senate believe, the trial must be fair. And it's important to let the American people judge it to be fair. And what is a fair trial? It's one where the senators hear all the evidence and can adjudicate the case impartially. And the only real way you can do that is with witnesses and documents. Mm-hmm. There are four witnesses we've asked for. We're not trying to be dilatory. We would treat every witness with respect. There would be no off-topic questions. But these four witnesses that we've asked for, including Bolton and Mulvaney, Mulvaney's chief of staff, and the person at OMB who handles national security, are the people of eyewitness knowledge of the basic facts. They're the ones who talk directly to the president and can determine whether he cut off the aid to Ukraine or delayed the aid to Ukraine to pressure Ukraine for his own political purpose. We also need documents, and we've requested all of the documents related to the cutoff of aid between the president and any of his staff and among the staff people themselves. Thus far, Mitch McConnell is resisting that. And that you have to ask yourself the question, why don't they want the truth to come out? Do they fear it? Why don't they want to have a trial in the normal sense of a trial where there's evidence on both sides, and instead want what seems to be a cover-up? So we feel strongly, Stacey, that this is all about our democracy and protecting our democracy. And the African-American community knows when you don't have fairness and you don't have democracy, people who have little power get the short end of the stick.
Absolutely.
So we feel very strongly about it. Now, the American people are on our side. Here's what's so interesting. 84% of Democrats are for having witnesses and documents at the trial, but so are 64% of Republicans. And so we think when these senators go home to their constituents will ask them, why don't you want to have witnesses? Why don't you want to have documents? Seems fair. And by the way, we have no idea what these witnesses are going to say or what these documents are, how these documents are going to read. They may help the president. If they do, so be it. We want the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, our Republican colleagues are sort of twisting themselves in knots to try and avoid this, but they don't have any good argument. Leader McConnell went on the floor of the Senate today and gave a half-hour speech and didn't give one. It was sort of a diatribe, and he didn't give one reason why we shouldn't hear these witnesses and see these documents. And so this is sort of solemn for us. You know, there are members, I have such respect for the seven Congress members, all of whom served in the military or in the CIA, and they said the same thing that motivated them to serve the country is motivating them to go forward, even if they lose the election, because if we don't do it, and here's the problem, this president has overreached more than anyone else, and if he can, if there's no fair trial, and he can withhold documents and witnesses, that renders impeachment impotent, and this president will do even worse things, and the next president may do even worse things. So it's really our democracy that motivates us.
Yeah, absolutely. And Senator,
I'm ready for your question.
Yeah, and along those lines, you brought up obviously some great and interesting points. You know, you've been in politics a long time. I think you started in the Reagan administration, really, when the Reagan administration.
I was the only Democrat in New York who won when Reagan won.
Exactly.
There were six Republicans and me in the Congress.
Right.
Two ones who won. Yeah.
And certainly your knowledge goes even way beyond that. But have you seen a situation? Obviously, we remember Clinton's impeachment, and many might remember the situation around Nixon. But have you seen a situation where the Republicans in office have basically been aiding and abetting a president who appears to have done criminal actions, and there's no repercussions from his own party? Have you seen anything like that?
I have never seen anything like this. And what motivates these Republicans to just circle the wagon, and whatever this president says, who is known for having a low moral character, who is known for not telling the truth, why do they rally around him? And I will tell you this, when I talk to a good number of them privately, they know how bad this guy is. But there's one word that reason they rally around: fear.
What is the godfather? You know, Corleone?
No. Politically speaking, he probably is.
Gosh. Now, I know you were scheduled, and I'm not up to speed, but I know you were scheduled to meet with Mr. McConnell and then Ms. Pelosi. If you had those meetings today, can you shed any light as to how they may have gone?
Yeah, the meeting with McConnell, I said, and we need witnesses and documents. He said, I don't want to give them. I said, well, I hope you and your 52 Republican colleagues will think about this over the holidays, because we won't, you know, we're on our Christmas break starting today.
Okay.
Starting tonight. And Speaker Pelosi told me that she didn't want to send the impeachment articles over until she saw what the trial was like, because she was fearful that it wouldn't be a fair trial, and I supported her in that.
Yeah. Is there anything you and your colleagues can do in the minority, obviously, to somehow ensure that this process won't be just rubber stamping?
When you're in the minority, Stacey, you don't have many tools.
Mm-hmm.
But the one tool you have in an impeachment trial is force the vote. And all we need is four votes, because all 47 will be ours, to get to that magic number 51.
Mm-hmm.
And if we get 51, we'll get the witnesses. So I hope your readers, if they agreed with us, would talk to their senators over the break, especially their Republican senators.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, too. How important is that for the constituency to reach out?
Look, you know, for the constituency, thank God the African-American community has become very mobilized in New York and around the country, because they know the dangers that Donald Trump presents to the African-American community in so many different ways. And reaching out over the next few weeks, I know it's the holidays, I know people are busy, but reaching out would be important, and I would urge people to do it if they believe in the future of America.
Yeah.
You know, Dr. King said the arc of justice is long, but it bends in the arc of history is long, but it bends in the direction of justice. All we're seeking here is justice.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know
you got to run.
Yeah, I know you got to run.
I wish your readers a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, a Happy Kwanzaa, a Happy everything.
Thanks so much, Senator.
Great to talk to you.
You take care.
Thanks.